Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we'll explore important happenings in the tech world, focusing on topics that have drawn considerable attention in recent weeks. We'll start with expanding Project Glasswing from Anthropic, followed by Anthropic confidentially submits draft S1 to the SEC, also from Anthropic. Then we'll dive into AI costs how much. GitHub Copilot users react to new usage-based pricing system, sourced from Ars Technica. Lastly, we will discuss Trump's DOE restarts energy rebate program with dumb conditions, yet again from Ars Technica. Each of these topics reflects significant trends and challenges in the realm of artificial intelligence, finance, and public policy. Let's take a closer look. Expanding Project Glasswing. First up is Expanding Project Glasswing, published on June 1st. This article provides insight into Anthropic's ambitious initiative aimed at bolstering software security through strategic partnerships. Project Glasswing has recently expanded its reach by including around 150 new partners from diverse high-stakes industries, furthering their mission to safeguard critical code bases that underpin essential global infrastructure. The decision to include these organizations is not trivial. The stakes are high, as vulnerabilities in software can have profound repercussions, potentially affecting millions worldwide. The very integrity of industries like healthcare, communications, and power generation hinges on the robustness of their software systems, making them prime targets for cyber threats. This expansion of Project Glasswing signals an urgent response to the evolving landscape of cybersecurity challenges. With the ever-growing sophistication of cyber attacks, it's imperative that organizations gain not only the technical fortifications they need, but also the collaborative support of industry leaders. By leveraging their AI technologies, particularly through tools like the Claude Mythos Preview Model, Anthropic aims not just to patch security vulnerabilities, but to fundamentally rethink and transform approaches to cybersecurity. The vision is clear. Collaboration combined with cutting-edge AI capabilities can lead to the development of resilient systems that not only prevent breaches, but also facilitate rapid recovery from any potential attacks. Moreover, the increased collaboration among industries under the banner of Project Glasswing creates a unified front against cyber threats. Such partnership initiatives emphasize the importance of shared intelligence and cooperative risk management strategies in combating a common adversary. Beyond simply enhancing software security, this collaborative model encourages a community-oriented approach to technology, where the focus shifts from isolated efforts toward an ecosystem of shared responsibility and innovation in security practices. As industries that directly interact with the public become increasingly digitized, this proactive stance on cybersecurity is essential for maintaining consumer trust and safeguarding sensitive data. Anthropic confidentially submits draft S1 to the SEC. Next, let's discuss Anthropic confidentially submits draft S1 to the SEC, also published on June 1st. This news is particularly compelling for those following the trajectory of artificial intelligence companies. By confidentially submitting a draft registration statement for an initial public offering, IPO, Anthropic heralds an era of change not only for itself, but also for the broader AI landscape. This step reflects a growing trend among tech startups, especially in the AI space, to seek public investment as the market for AI solutions continues to gain momentum and capture investor interest. The implications of this IPO submission are manifold. For Anthropic, a successful IPO could provide the financial means necessary to accelerate their ambitious research and development goals. As they aim to harness AI for various transformative applications, having access to capital from public markets could open up new avenues for innovation and growth. However, the decision to go public is not a simple one. It relies heavily on prevailing market sentiment and investor appetite for tech stocks, particularly those involved in the rapidly evolving AI sector. Moreover, this move speaks to a larger narrative within the tech industry, how companies adapt to fluctuations in market conditions while striving to establish themselves as leaders in their fields. The ability to attract investors hinges on not just current performance, but also the perceived potential of emerging technologies. Anthropic's foray into the public markets underscores the critical nature of funding as a catalyst for technological advancement in AI. By offering investors a stake in their vision, Anthropic adds a layer of accountability and credibility to their efforts, demonstrating that they are not only innovators, but also viable business entities with sustainable growth potential. This moment serves as a fascinating context for discussions about the interplay between financial viability and technological prowess. As Anthropic navigates the complexities of the IPO process, it raises questions about how emerging companies will leverage funding and public scrutiny to influence the development of AI technologies in socially responsible and ethically sound ways. It also hints at a future era where transparency and investor expectations will shape not just the growth trajectories of tech companies, but also the broader societal impacts of AI. AI costs how much? GitHub Copilot users react to new usage-based pricing system. Now, let's turn our attention to AI costs how much. GitHub Copilot users react to new usage-based pricing system, published June 1st. This article illuminates the stark realities many developers now face as GitHub transitions to a usage-based pricing model for its Copilot service. While AI tools are heralded as revolutionary advancements, the financial implications of this new pricing structure have left many users in a state of disbelief, especially those heavily reliant on AI assistance for coding tasks. By shifting from a request-based to a usage-based pricing model, GitHub essentially translates AI interactions into quantifiable costs. For many developers, this means that their coding expenses could surge without warning as they manage their usage of AI-generated suggestions and solutions. The transition introduces a layer of unpredictability that may discourage smaller teams or independent developers from fully embracing AI tools that can drastically enhance productivity. The core question emerges: will these new costs effectively gatekeep access to transformative technology, thereby hindering innovation in the field of software development? As developers navigate this evolving landscape, their personal stories reflect larger trends around the economics of technology. Many users have taken to social media platforms to voice their frustrations and share their experiences of seeing their credits vanish quickly under the new system. The shared sentiment among these users resonates with an underlying concern regarding the sustainability of using AI tools in programming. Will developers need to alter their workflows or reduce their usage to stay within budget, thus potentially slowing down the pace of innovation that AI tools facilitate? GitHub's pricing strategy may also evoke discussions about the broader implications of financial barriers in the technology sector. As AI tools become integral to day-to-day operations, the conversation regarding pricing models must also evolve. Developers express a desire for continued access to tools that will enhance their work without exorbitant costs shaping their creativity and productivity. Therefore, it becomes critical for GitHub and similar companies to thoughtfully consider user feedback as they refine their pricing structures. Such adjustments could influence the future of AI integration in coding, ensuring that these powerful tools are accessible to a wider range of users, thereby preserving innovation and growth within the tech community. Trump's DOE restarts energy rebate program with dumb conditions. Finally, let's examine Trump's DOE restarts energy rebate program with dumb conditions, published June 2nd. The article delves into the recent guidance issued by the Department of Energy, DOE, regarding energy efficiency rebate programs, which has ignited a wave of controversy. Advocates have pointed out that significant restrictions have been placed on electrification benefits, undermining the initiative's effectiveness. The removal of key provisions that could support a transition away from fossil fuels toward cleaner energy solutions raises substantial concerns. This move comes with a backdrop of rising energy costs that many households face. The intent behind the $8.8 billion funding allocation was to promote energy efficiency and provide meaningful support to families struggling with rising energy expenses. However, stripping away critical financial incentives for transitioning from fossil fuels to electricity presents what many see as a regressive decision, especially during an era where a shift towards sustainable energy sources is not only necessary for environmental reasons, but increasingly crucial for economic relief. critics of the DOE's decision emphasize that without supportive policies encouraging the adoption of renewable energy solutions, we risk stalling progress in achieving a more sustainable and efficient energy landscape. The connection between technological advancement, particularly in AI and smart technologies, and energy efficiency remains significant. Through smart innovations, AI has the potential to optimize energy consumption and reduce waste. Yet without frameworks encouraging adoption, we may miss opportunities for substantial positive impact. Energy efficiency policies must keep pace with technological advancements. Otherwise, we risk stifling innovation at a critical juncture. The ongoing dialogue about how power dynamics within the energy sector interact with emerging technologies underscores an urgent need for coherent policies that facilitate growth in renewable energy sectors. It also sheds light on the pertinent role of AI in effectively managing energy resources, prompting deeper examination of how policy measures can better reflect the advancements in technology and the growing demand for sustainable solutions. Conclusion. As we wrap up our exploration of these interconnected topics, ranging from robust initiatives in AI software security to the challenges and criticisms surrounding AI pricing and energy policies, we are reminded of the complex landscape of technology today. Each discussion piece illustrates the multifaceted nature of tech, where the intersections of AI, economics, and public policy dictate the trajectory of innovation. It's clear that as we advance, ongoing conversations about ethics, accessibility, and responsibility will shape not only the tech industry, but also the world we live in. Engaging with these issues will be crucial as we collectively navigate the opportunities and challenges presented by technological advancements. Without a doubt, the future will be defined not just by what we create, but by how we choose to integrate and govern these powerful tools in our society. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.